nation the SIS man was being held captive on a barge. Khalim Said's children were about to be kidnapped so that a swap could be arranged. And John Rennie had time on his hands. I've often wondered what I'd do, where I'd go in such a situation, how I would pass the time. Rennie went to see the girl, Joanna. Maybe there's a clue to his character there, but if there is, I haven't found it. Joanna had done up the sleazy room, a slapdash paint job, a couple of pictures from magazines stuck in the walls, and some flowers in a vase.
Oh, what's happened?
Don't overdo it. It's only a lick of paint.
Well, it must have taken you ages.
One day and half a night, and I never want to see another can of white paint in my whole life. The cleaning down took most of the time. It hadn't been stripped since God knows when.
Oh, that's a marvelous job. Makes me want to move in right away.
I wish you would. Tea, coffee, or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Where do you stay when you're not here?
Oh, here and there. Nowhere special.
What do you do?
See the sights, look around. And what have you been doing apart from painting and decorating?
My father gave me some money, and I've been making a list of jobs I might like to try.
Such as?
Nursing, social work, probation officer, teacher, stuff like that.
Oh, you'd be good at any one of those. And what's the next step?
Getting some training.
Here or in the States?
I thought I'd have a last couple of months here in Amsterdam and then go back home at the end of September.
You know, I'm proud of you. When we've had our chocolate, I'm going to take you for a nice lunch. So, if you've got anything to fix, fix it now.
Where are we going?
To the Schiller. Do you know it?
I've seen it from the outside. It looks nice.
Rennie?
It's done. We've got him. You can start.
Thanks. I'll notify Painter. I'll keep in touch.
Khalim Said.
Where are your children, Mr. Said?
They're at school. Who is this?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Said. Your children are a long way from home. Would you like to see them again?
What do you mean? My children are...
Don't argue, Mr. Said. Answer my question. Do you want to see your children again? Alive?
What is all this? I don't understand.
But you do, Mr. Said. You've been talking to a friend of mine in London about a Mr. Mason, yes? A friend of my friend. And now I talk to you about your children. Would you like to make an exchange? There's not much time left. If you go to the police, things could be very bad for your kids. Think about it, Mr. Said.
Oh, no. Oh, Gabriella!
Darling, what is it?
What is it, Khalim? Oh, I'll call the doctor.
No. The children. Oh, don't.
The children are all right. They'll be on their way home now.
They've taken them. Kidnapped them.
Oh, Khalim, don't say such things.
They just found. Said they had the children.
What?
My God, I don't believe it. But it's true.
And they demand money, yes? We pay them, quickly, tonight. Phone them back now. Say yes. Whatever they want, we will give them.
They offer the children in exchange for a man. A man who is held prisoner by other people. People I don't control.
What man? What other people?
The man is called Mason. He is an Englishman. The men who have him are Arabs under orders from Damascus.
Why do they have him?
They've got hold of some high-technology war equipment made by the Israelis. They couldn't make it work. They kidnapped Mason so that his friends would show them how to use it.
But what has this got to do with you?
I acted as go-between for them, passing their messages to Mason's friends in London and passing their replies back to Damascus.
But why you?
Because I speak English and understand the English, because I have diplomatic status, because they trust me.
Who is this Mason?
An English Secret Service man.
You must be mad. You risk the safety of all your family for those madmen in Damascus, you sacrifice our children to make a piece of equipment work? Why? Why did you have anything to do with it?
They asked me, my love. I'm a Palestinian. They are my people. I had to do what I could.
You fool. You stupid, stupid fool. A few soft words of flattery and your family can be put at risk. What kind of man are you?
You can't understand what it would have meant for me to refuse. It would have been a betrayal.
You disgust me.
Can I help you?
I want to speak to Mr. Painter.
I'm afraid he's not available at the moment.
When is he available?
Maybe I can help you. What is it about?
I want you to get a message to Mr. Painter. Tell him I must speak to him urgently. It's a matter of life and death. You understand?
And your name, sir?
Saeed. Halim Saeed.
I'll pass on your message, sir.
Well done. I was right. You could hear the panic in his voice. The bastards don't like it when they're on the receiving end themselves. Let him sweat for half an hour and we'll call him back. Yes, should just catch the highlights of the test match. Give me a shout in my office when it's time.
Very good, Mr. Painter.
Hello?
Mr. Saeed?
Yes.
Painter here. You called me.
I want my children, Painter. I want them back in 24 hours.
I don't understand. Why phone me about your children?
They've been taken, Painter. Kidnapped.
That must be very disturbing. How can I help you?
It's your people, you bastard. They want me to free Mason in exchange for my children.
Oh, I see. Seems a very sensible idea to me. Are you making the necessary arrangements?
It's not in my control, Painter. You know that. I was just an intermediary.
Oh, not quite, Mr. Saeed. You played your part.
I only passed messages back and forth. Nothing more.
I was thinking of Mason's wife, Mr. Saeed, the girl in Paris. Remember?
Are you going to help, Painter? Or do I go to the police?
You'd have a lot to explain to the Dutch police, Mr. Saeed. Abuse of your diplomatic status, involvement in kidnapping an Englishman, attempting to blackmail the British government. The world press would have a wonderful time. And you would still have the problem of your children. Now, why don't you have a word with your friends in Damascus? I understand they've got what they wanted. The equipment's working. And they'll want to keep their side of the bargain, I'm sure. You said several times that they could be trusted. Men of honor, you said. Remember? I have tapes of all our conversations, if you need reminding.
What do you want me to do, you bastard?
Come, come, Mr. Saeed. Vulgarity won't get us anywhere. It sounds as if it would be wise to go along with what these people say. Or they might feel that what's good enough for Mason is good enough for your children.
What does that mean?
You suggested that your friends might get impatient and kill poor Mason. The people who hold your children might become equally impatient.
You mean you would kill my children in cold blood?
I resent that comment, Mr. Saeed. I resent it very much. You asked for advice and I gave it. Your problem has nothing to do with me. You have involved yourself in a very dangerous situation. I assume you did that voluntarily. It hasn't worked out as you expected. And it's up to you to solve the problem, not me.
Damascus might not do as I ask.
Oh, I'm sure they will, Mr. Saeed. At least you should try. And quickly, too.
If I can arrange this, you will cooperate.
I'm in no position to cooperate. But if the other parties referred themselves to me, I should recommend they assist you in any way they could.
Halim Saeed.
Are you ready to make the exchange, Saeed?
For God's sake, I'm not in control of Mason. There are others to persuade.
You'd better hurry up, my friend. Your little girl is very unhappy. We can't wait around much longer. No more than 24 hours.
I don't like it, Johnny.
It's getting a bit dodgy. I don't think his friends in Damascus are going to cooperate with him. They're fanatics. I thought he was too important for them to ignore his wishes, but looks as if I could be wrong.
Hmm. Well, let's just wait a couple of days and see what happens.
Yes, but what worries me is that he might panic.
I'll have to go. There's someone at the door.
Oh, right. But keep me in touch.
Yes, I will. Mike, what the hell's going on?
We've got a problem, Johnny. I'm not sure what to do.
Oh, come in. Sit down. Whiskey or gin?
Oh, whiskey, thanks.
And what's the problem?
It's Saeed's daughter, Nadia. When she came to, she was obviously in a bit of a state, trembling and crying.
Here you are.
Thanks. She wouldn't eat anything. We put her to bed, and this morning she seemed to be awake. At least she got her eyes open. And that's how she's been ever since. She's breathing okay. Her temperature's normal. But she doesn't speak or move or show any signs of recognizing anybody. We brought her brother in, but she didn't respond.
And what do you think it is?
I don't know. It's like she's in a coma. I'm not a medic, but it looks like some kind of trauma to me.
Well, have you tried sitting her up, moving her around?
Well, she's just limp like a rag doll. She couldn't stand.
And how's the boy?
He's okay. Seeing his sister like that upset him, but he tried not to show it.
What have you got in mind?
Give her another day. Maybe two. And if she doesn't improve, we'd better fly in one of our own doctors. How much longer is it going to take?
Well, it's stuck at the moment. Saeed's mates in Damascus are not cooperating.
I'd better get back, Johnny. I'll keep in touch if there's any developments you need to know. By the way, Painter said in London that it might be necessary to tape an appeal from his kids to play to him. I've got a cassette recorder if you need it.
Oh, forget it, Mike. We haven't sunk that low. Yet. Adele, why have you got the close notice on the door?
I'm not opening today.
Any chance of taking you for a meal?
Thanks for the invitation, Johnny, but I'm afraid I'm not in the mood.
What's the matter?
I promised to stay around near Gabby today.
Well, let's take them for a meal, too.
Oh, something dreadful's happened, Johnny. Gabby's out of her mind.
What's happened?
Oh, I promised not to tell anyone. Would you help them if they asked you to?
Well, how can I say, Adele, when I don't know what it's all about?
Would you do something for me? Walk around the block for 10 minutes while I phone Gabby.
Sure. Is 10 minutes long enough?
Yes, ample. Gabriella wants to see you. She's coming here in a few minutes. Against Halim's wishes. He says he'll divorce her if she speaks to you about their problem.
What is the problem?
She wants you to find her children. They've been kidnapped. She'll pay you herself, anything you ask.
Let me talk to her first.
Please help her, Johnny. I can't bear to see her so distressed.
Mr. Saeed, not home.
Where is he? In the sitting room? Hello, Kalim.
I don't want you to help, Mr. Rennie.
I haven't offered you my help, Kalim. But Gabriella has told me what happened. She's with Adele. She asked me to find the children, but I said I would want to speak to you first.
Why pass up a chance of making money?
Can we talk?
There's no point.
Can we talk?
I can't stop you.
You only have to ask me to leave, Kalim, and I'll leave.
There's nothing anyone can do. Not me, not you, not anyone else.
May I sit down?
If you want.
Do you know where the Englishman has been held?
Yes. He's on a boat on the Hilversum Canal just above a boating lake called Lostrechtsee.
Could you take me there if it was necessary?
Yes.
Could you show me on a map where it is?
Yes.
How many of your men are at the boat?
They're not my men, Rennie. They are not
My men.
How many men, Khalid?
So far as I know, there are five.
All Arabs?
No, only one Arab.
He's in charge. Would he obey an order from you?
Of course not. He would laugh at me.
Who put him in charge?
The people in Damascus.
What did they say when you spoke to Damascus?
They were cool. They said they would consider it and let me know.
When will they let you know?
God knows. They didn't say.
How did you leave it?
The second time I cursed them. I swore that if they didn't do it, I would never lift a finger again for Palestine or any Arab country.
How important are they? How near the top?
Three steps down, thereabouts.
What other governments are involved? What about the Ayatollahs?
They know. They supplied most of the funds, but they're not involved otherwise.
Could you prove that Damascus and Tripoli are involved?
Not on paper.
But you could give details of who approached you.
Yes.
Gabby said that the Arab who's got Mason wouldn't carry out their orders. Do the people in Damascus know that?
I'm sure they do, but now they don't want to lose face by having their orders refused. Hmm.
This chap in London that Gabby mentioned, Painter, have you got a number where you can call him?
Yes.
Do you want me to help you?
How can you, Johnny? Nobody can help me.
I think I can. In fact, I'm sure I can.
Why should you get involved?
Do you want me to help you or don't you? I'm used to dealing with this sort of situation. I could probably have your kids back in a couple of days.
What could you do?
The first thing is for you and Gabriella to move out to a hotel. Somewhere out of the center. The Amstel would do fine.
Why, for God's sake? I've got to be here for the phone.
Your friends in Damascus will be getting scared that you might bring in the police or talk to the press. They never live it down. They'll want to wipe you out, both of you.
They're friends of mine.
Why did you get involved with this, Cunning?
For the sake of my country, Palestine.
And that's the way they'll swear their consciences when they have you both killed. It'll all be in a good cause.
And if we move out?
I'll take over here. I'll negotiate with Painter.
I suppose you're used to this sort of thing because of your job.
Yes. And you're emotionally involved. They know that. They know how vulnerable you are.
Let me go and talk with Gabby.
Painter here.
It's Rennie.
About time. I've been going crazy trying to contact you. What the hell's going on?
Sides asked me to take over the negotiations for him.
You're joking.
I'm not. He's desperate, and his friends in foreign parts aren't in a hurry. Apart from that, their representative here is unlikely to carry out their orders. He's a psychopath. He likes what he's doing.
How do you know all this, Johnny? And how did you get Saeed to hand over negotiations?
I haven't got time to explain. I'm worried that that nutter might blow it all up by finishing off our mutual friend.
So who are you going to negotiate with?
Nobody.
Well, go on.
I'm going to deal with that nutter myself. Soonest.
So you know where our friend is, then?
Within a mile or so.
Look, I could try asking the FO to put pressure on Damascus. They'd blow their tops, but they might cooperate.
It would take too long.
Well, on your head be it.
From what I could piece together, Halim Saeed and his wife had gone, as Rennie suggested, to the Amstel Hotel. Then Rennie had gone back to the Saeed's place to see if he could find anything that could help him. He didn't stay long, because a few minutes after he arrived, there was a ring on the doorbell. He must have had some uneasy moments when he saw the police car and the two uniformed policemen.
Are you Munir Saeed?
No, he's not here. Can I help you?
Maybe. We'd like to talk with somebody.
You better come in.
We are from BAR, the Criminal Investigation Section of the Amsterdam Police. We're investigating a murder.
How can I help?
Where is Mr. Saeed?
Well, he's away with his family for a few days. I'm not sure where they are. Touring, I think. I'm just looking after the flat for them.
Where are his children?
Well, they're with him as far as I know, but what does all this have to do with a murder?
A taxi driver was attacked and made unconscious with some chemical. He had a weak heart. He never recovered consciousness, and he died late last night. We checked with the company who employ him, and it seems he had a regular trip every day to take the Saeed children to school. We know from his girlfriend that he intended to pick them up as usual the morning he was attacked.
When was this?
2 days ago.
Well, the Saeed children haven't been to school all this week.
We know that. We checked at the school. May I ask your name?
Rennie. John Rennie.
Are you English?
Yes.
What are you doing here in Amsterdam?
I'm here on business. I'm employed by a firm of solicitors in London.
We found children's fingerprints in the taxi. We'd like to compare them with the Saeed children's prints. When will they be back?
Well, they said 5 or 6 days.
Will you be in contact with Mr. Saeed?
Well, he told me he would phone to say when they were on their way back.
Perhaps you would ask him to contact us as soon as possible.
Did Mr. Saeed seem worried when you last saw him?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Why should he be worried?
There was a theory we had. It doesn't seem likely, but it would fit what we know.
What was the theory?
Thank you for your help, Mr. Rennie. Don't forget to ask Mr. Saeed to contact us as soon as he's back.
Egypt calling Pyramid. Egypt calling Pyramid. Egypt calling Pyramid. Over. Egypt calling Pyramid. Over.
Pyramid. Receiving. Over.
I need you, Pyramid. Soonest. My place. Over.
Okay. See ya.
What's up?
I know where Mason is. I'm going in to get him. It'll be easier if I've got some backup. You.
Where is he?
He's on a boat on the Hilversum Canal, not far from Utrecht. There's an Arab in charge, and there's 4 or 5 Surinamese. The way I plan to do it... Just let me check again. Binoculars, maps, radios, PPK, silencer, spare loaded chamber, thermos, sandwiches. All right, I guess that's it. What car have you got?
A BMW.
Registered locally?
Yes. It's a hire car.
In your name?
No way.
Okay. I want to start at about 9 when there's plenty of traffic on the roads, so I'll set the alarm for 7:30. Use the spare bedroom. I'll wake you. Sleep well.
You too. That looks like the canal. Over there on the right. There's a made-up road. According to the map, it goes almost to the windmill.
I think this is near enough. We'll have a coffee from the thermos and then see what's going on. You ready?
Sure. How far along is the boat?
About 1/2 mile past the windmill. When we get to the windmill, we'll go up the embankment and use the fields. Then there's no chance of them spotting us. Hold on. I want to take a look. They're about 100 yards further on. There are 3 boats. Ours is the middle one, a big wide barge. You stay here and I'll get a bit closer.
Take the gun.
I won't need it. Just hang on. I'll be about 15 minutes. I saw the Arab and 2 of the others. They all look as though they're doped to the eyeballs. Well, let's go back to the car. We'll wait until it's dark. When we've got Mason back to my place, you go and get Saeed's children. I'll contact him at the hotel. When I call you, take them back to him. How's the girl, by the way?
No better, no worse. She won't talk. They made her drink tea, but that's all she's taken.
Did you know that the taxi driver had died?
You're kidding. We just chloroformed him.
Seems he had a heart condition. The police came to Saeed's place when I was there. When we've got Mason, you'd better light out as soon as you can. right opposite the boat. And there are lights on the after deck, and the Arab is standing by the gangplank, smoking. When he goes back on board, I'll take him.
Let me go with you.
No. When I go on board, you keep watch. When I've dealt with the Arab, I'll go below deck, and then you come aboard, Sharvish, and cover me from behind. If they're all doped up to the eyebrows, it'll all be comparatively easy. And if not, a nasty bloody mess. Oh, what matters is getting Mason out alive. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.